I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Europe's debt crisis is growing deeper. Today, Standard & Poor's downgraded the credit ratings of seven Italian banks, one day after the agency downgraded Italy's rating. The U.S. is pressing Europe to find ways to stimulate growth in the eurozone. But so far, Europeans remain focused on cutting spending. In the meantime, experts are chiming in, offering solutions from eurobonds to a Chinese bailout. Now, this debate might seem a bit abstract at times, but as the world's Jerry Hatton reports, a healthy Europe is key to U.S. economic stability.
Taken as a whole, the 17-member eurozone is the second largest economy in the world, and the euro currency the second most traded after the U.S. dollar. Domenico Lombardi is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington. He says Americans should be as worried as Europeans are about the continent's debt crisis.
The euro area is an important market for U.S. exports. And therefore, flagging the euro area means less exports for the U.S., and, of course, less jobs.
Lombardi also thinks a eurozone meltdown would hit U.S. banks hard because of their exposure to the European market. He testifies tomorrow before a U.S. Senate Finance Subcommittee. He'll tell lawmakers that the U.S. must keep up the pressure on Europe to focus less on austerity measures and more on investing for growth. The U.S. has been pushing that message with Europe. Just last week, U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner was in Poland at a meeting of European finance ministers, but European leaders paid him little heed. Javier Diaz Jimenez is an economist at Spain's IESE Business School. He says that was a mistake.
There's no doubt about that. Any kind of austerity measures, any kind of tax hikes, any kind of expenditure cuts, they reduce growth.
Without growth, he says, getting out of debt will prove impossible for Greece and maybe other euro nations. Nevertheless, European leaders have gone the other way, demanding severe spending cuts from indebted members in return for rescue funds. It's what voters in countries like Germany are demanding. But it's also what protesters in Greece and elsewhere are strongly objecting to. In the midst of this apparent impasse, some analysts are suggesting that the money to stabilize European debt should come from outside Europe, perhaps channeled through the IMF. Brazil has offered to help. China, which holds some $3 trillion in reserves, is already negotiating the purchase of some public debt. But any deal would likely come with strings attached. For example, China has hinted that Europe would have to drop some protective tariffs on cheap Chinese goods. That would be another tough sell among European voters. In Spain, there's already popular resistance to what many see as an invasion of Chinese businesses in recent years. In Barcelona, Francesc Carbó sells Iberian ham in a downtown shop. He says if all tariffs are removed and the Chinese start importing anything and everything into Europe, we'll all have to close our doors. In the end, they're going to swallow us whole. Just look around at a lot of the corner bars here, he says, gesturing with his knife towards the street. The menus are Spanish, he says, but the owners are now Chinese. Across the street, bar owner Rafaela Flores is working 16-hour days at her little joint just to pay her rent. She says she doesn't know how the Chinese do it. If she charges $1.50 for a cup of coffee, she says they sell it for $1.35. She wonders out loud if they're charging taxes like they're supposed to. Chinese-owned businesses here are not the same thing as China officially gobbling up billions in European debt. But more Chinese stores and goods may be one price Europe is forced to pay if market conditions scare off other investors. For The World, I'm Jerry Hatton in Barcelona.